Hey guys, welcome to Football Frenzy Marathon. It starts now, and this is quite a beautiful way to start the show because, I mean, it certainly feels like home sometimes on a very, 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 very lovely Sunday afternoon in the city of Lagos. Excited to be here yet again. It is the first day in the eighth month of the year, January, February, March, number eight month of the year, August 2021, and the year is fast coming to an end. Four more months. And we will be talking about bye-bye to 2021, which, looking back more like, just about started a couple of weeks ago. Well, it is what it is. Welcome to the Football Frenzy Marathon. This is Femi and the Gang, or we are Femi and the Gang, and my name is Samuel Victor Ackman, bidding you a warm welcome to the Football Frenzy broadcast. Promises to be quite the ride. I am here alongside my compadre, up until 3:30 p.m. Well, we'll hand you over to the BBC broadcast as they will continue the conversation. Much later to come today will be the big one in the NPFL. You heard from Adeze, Michael and Emmanuel Etim as they dissected everything on the local scene for you. Aqua United surely will be going home with the title by my ratings or by my estimation. Nothing can stop the boys from Akwa Ibom State. And yes, you know, aside from the team in West London, I do have my affiliations with the team in Akwa Ibom State, Uyo to be precise. And of course, Dakata United, unfortunately, they couldn't do the business as well. But we will take what we get in the end. Welcome once again. I am not alone. I said it's going to be a spiritual battle today, battle of beliefs.
You cannot laugh, I'm like.
As for
Someone,
the first
time. It's good to be here.
Yeah. I wanted to do you a very, very proper introduction.
Well, my intro is always on the system. You cannot listen to that.
Yeah, but I had something quite planned for you. I hope this is it. Trying to do a little.
Don't send me back to my village.
Yeah, this is what I wanted.
Please.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
you have to respect the Undertaker.
Yeah,
no, I refuse to come much. I'm not the dead man.
No, you're not the dead man.
I am
your pallbearer.
You're disrespecting the Undertaker.
I am bringing the orb or the act to you.
I feel you like you're disrespecting the dead man. My rise now and haunt you. Yeah, disrespect. No, I mean
it's not disrespect, is it? I said I had something quite special, really. You're the one with the streak, the one with so many laurels to his name, and I'm a big fan of The Undertaker. You're not The Undertaker, you're the Ezemo, the reason one, the one who's got all the spiritual powers. So I'm giving it up, ladies and gentlemen, Lagos and beyond, introducing the hardest working man in sportainment, the man who must be revered, the one who must be feared, the one who's always loved. And the man who gave me my break in Femi and the Gang.
Please don't say it loud. I'm looking for who to give me a break. Yeah, I give you a break.
Welcome to the show with all pleasure, the Ezemo of sports, Chidebere Anagolu, to the Football Frenzy broadcast. Ezemo, I am delighted to be in your presence on this very, 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 very auspicious day.
You're going the spiritual way, Samuel. I don't know if you can go all the way, but great to be here. If you can go into the deep of the deep. But it's great to be here, though. It's a super Sunday, very sunny. And, I'm honored to be introduced with the Undertaker's intro, even though I'm not ready to die yet. But it's great to be here. It's the dead man who lives, by the way, the Undertaker. And we miss him. We miss him in the WWE, but these days we're having John Cena and some of the old names coming back. Edge, but generally it's great to be here. It's a good day to talk football. There's lots happening, and it's been a while we're on the show together.
Yeah.
So yes, it's a big pleasure for me being on this show with you.
The last time I remember being on the show with you was back in the during our Euro 2020 coverage. We did the Portugal Hungary game, and it was quite the ride alongside you. I learned a lot from you. I must be saying, every time I have the opportunity to be on the show with you, I will disclose.
You are taking a leave off my book. Nice, that's nice.
I won't disclose a lot of the secrets. We do go way back. I arrived here, and like I will always say, Chidebere.
Today is not the day for history.
There'll be better days for that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Enough of Undertaker. We love you, respect you, but great to have Chidebere alongside me on the show. And of course, the one who cannot get enough of me is also here.
Can you imagine? Jesus Christ, I can't believe this. Sam, I didn't hear that. Oh my goodness. So what did you say?
Hey. Are you going to let me introduce you?
Wahala. Hmm?
Lie. This is a lie. Lie in your church. Today is Sunday. Lie in your church mind.
So what did you say?
Repeat that phrase. You're my strike partner.
That phrase again.
It's a Lampard Drogba combination. Dwight York. What's his name?
Remember his name.
We have
Sam
a lot.
Sam to Lagos. That kind of Sam, be careful. Be careful with your statement. I don't know you.
I know you don't know me in public, but you know me in private, right?
I don't know you anywhere. How can you say that?
Anaise, great to have you on the show. I know you're here for like 5 minutes disturbance, and then you run away.
I'm just goofing around the studio, you know.
That's why I said you can't get enough of me.
Akwaibo Medakeda.
Yeah. Champions.
Akwaibo Medakeda.
I was listening to you earlier. You said it took about 20-25 years to get to this point for Accra United.
They've never won before.
Yeah.
In their history.
Wow.
It's just a new club formed a couple of years ago. Here now to win the title.
It's football frenzy, but I'm going to ask you. I know we're done with Inside the MPFL. You'll be back by 5 p.m., 4 p.m. 3:30 to talk more about
Tony and
that.
I will be here.
But tell me in one simple sentence, Adeze, how have Accra United achieved this incredible feat?
They're
not there yet, you know, but most likely to be.
There's this balance that says better soup na money kill them. I'm not saying that they spend a lot of money, but for you to come up with. So for you to achieve something, you know, there are certain laid down rules that you must follow. There are ingredients that you must have, you know, in your tank to be able to achieve. They tick all the boxes in terms of administration, in terms of playing personnel, in terms of coach, in terms of winning mentality, in terms of tactics. Mm. They ticked everything. Welfare of the players, the big boys. So I think there's some players that earn almost 1 million naira in the Accra United team every month. When I say 1 million, it's not every 6 years, it's 1 million a month. Big boys in that team, you know. But then they enjoyed the longest unbeaten run ever in the history of Nigeria Professional Football League. So they are well-deserved champions. They've gone to Lions Den. When I mean Lions Den, away games that everyone would have expected them to maybe be flogged and beaten. Blue-black, no. They've come out of Lions Den. They went to Kano Pillars. In fact, that game didn't finish that day. They completed it the next morning. They fought. They held on. Went to Rivers United a couple of weeks ago in Port Harcourt. They nearly beat Rivers United. Rivers United had to, you know, get a very late equalizer right there. And other tough, you know, games, they came to about snatch a point of anybody's death. So they submitted their credentials early on and then followed the script, followed everything. And their coach as well, you saw their coach, he had the luxury of traveling to some games to watch the strength and weakness of opponents.
Yeah.
They had that luxury. They were flying. No, when Accra were flying, people felt it was a joke. It is what it is. Deserved champions. Really, really. Accra United, big ups, really.
Interesting for the boys from Accra Ibom State. And Chidobere, I'm going to come to you and ask you very quickly before we go on a short break in less than 2 minutes. Actually, less than 1 minute. But Chidi, now it's all about what happens going forward. They're most likely going to be the champions, get the title today. And the question now is, we've seen this happen time and again before. We know Enyimba is the traditional representative of Nigeria on the African continent, but we've seen certain teams do that not quite come up to scratch with the wriggles of the, or wriggles more like of the competition. Do you think with what they've achieved this season and the what it seems like organized organization, if I can put that, Accra United can buck that trend of Enyimba being the only reasonable representative of, you know, Nigeria on the African continent?
Well, I think first off, Accra United have the money. You know, they've got some of the best players, Olisanda, they've got Unfon, Odo, and they've got some other players who are really good. So, yes, I think they can dominate and do what Enyimba did, but winning on the continent, Enyimba didn't just dominate on the home front, they also went on the continent and won the CAF Champions League, I think back to back, right?
Mm.
And that's going to take a lot, you know, that's going to take a whole lot, really. It goes down to a whole lot. Many will tell you our league our league has declined from what it used to be when Eyimba did it. I mean, the league was more competitive. You had teams who, you had club administrators who were spending money to make sure these teams performed because they saw what Eyimba was doing from Aba and on the continent. So yes, you know, the Akwaibom government is doing fantastic with the team, but it's going to take them getting a few more quality. This is their first time. If they're already on the continent, you know, the way things stand, they're going either to the CAF Confederations Cup or the CAF Champions League. That's if they do not win today. If they win today, they're sure to go for the CAF Champions League. So I think I don't expect them to go for the first time to the CAF Champions League and go there and shock everybody. No, you have more experienced teams, and we've learned a lot that experience is a lot on the continent, especially when you're playing in Africa. Yeah. So, you know, we need them to dominate first off in the country. They need to dominate the league. Just be there and about. Either make sure you're going to the continent, either the CAF Champions League or the CAF Confederations Cup, consistently at least for the next three seasons. You know, and that would be a big push.
All right. Well, the first part of the show today, we'll be looking ahead to the new football season and asking ourselves the question, looking at your team and where they finished last season and so many other things, what will be the realistic target for your club side going into the new football season? At the end of the 2021-2022 football season, what would you say should be the best finish in terms of all the competitions, the Premier League, the La Liga, league finishes, and Champions League participation, Europa League participation, and every other competition? What will represent the best finish for your side? So the question is, put into consideration the following factors, which has to be considered. The season they had last time out, that's for your club side, the signings they've made, and the departures from the football club, players that will still be signed, and of course the players that have been linked to the side as well, players in the squad now, and of course the manager of the side, which is always very, very important. Put all of these factors into consideration. What should be the target in terms of trophies, finishes, and placement in all competitions for your club next season, and why do you think that should be the case? We're going to go around all of the big teams, the traditional top six in England, and of course the two in Spain, or three now in Spain, Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Atletico Madrid, and of course the teams in the Serie A, the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich, Dortmund, and these days RB Leipzig as well, and asking you the questions to tell us what will be the target for your team going into next season, looking at all of these factors so far. And of course, guys, you can also join the conversation. We'll be hearing from you, or we'll love to hear from you. 0700 993 993 993 is the number to dial. We'll open up the phone lines very, very shortly. And of course, 0809597 5805 is the number to send WhatsApp messages to. 0809597 5805. For our female callers, we've got a special line for you. It's 01465 7190 01465 7190. That's what we're starting off the conversation with when it comes to Football Frenzy today. Chidobury, let's go back last season and look at all of the finishes for the side, starting off with the Premier League. Well, first off, what are your expectations, Chidi, going into the new football season? We're just about 2 weeks away from kickoff. Like I said, in the Premier League, Friday night football, Brentford taking on Arsenal. What is the feeling like for you going into the new season, Chidi?
Well, very excited.
It's hard to tell, by the way, the club side you support.
Yeah, you know, because I don't have anyone I support. I basically follow Nigerian players where they go. But yeah, I'm a big Super Eagles fan. I think you know, this season, I really don't know. There's a lot to look forward to. We're coming out of the Euros. The Euros has to have a way to rub off on the new season. So
yeah,
even while we're still waiting for a few transfers to happen, Locatelli, is he going to move? The man from Sassuolo, it'd be nice. So it's a bit hard to just, you know, say everything now, because the transfer window is not closed, so we don't know who might move at the end of the day. Mbappe could still move to Real Madrid, you never can tell.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yes.
Haaland could still go to Chelsea.
Yeah, Haaland could still go to Chelsea. There's a big conversation around that. But I think generally, I expect, I want to see how Chelsea are going to manage success. Now, you know, getting success is not the hard thing. The hard thing is maintaining success. And that's getting success is hard, but the harder part part is maintaining success. And I want to, I'm looking forward to see how Chelsea are going to maintain becoming the best team in Europe from last season. I think many people predicted it also, because you look at in 2012 when Chelsea won the Champions League, they had to sack a manager and brought on a manager who was there on, you know, the same thing they did for Thomas Tuchel. So yes, I'm looking forward to seeing Chelsea. I think Chelsea can do more. I think they can be better than they are. They've got, you know, an incredible amount of talent in that team. And, you know, I kept saying before Lampard was sacked that he struggled to, you know, put the pieces together, get the best out of the quality, because Chelsea were spoiled for quality. Ziyech was not even playing. Ziyech didn't even start that game. They've got Captain America in what's his name now?
Pulisic,
and they've got players everywhere. So to see how Chelsea are going to manage winning it, I think they should be going for the title this season. So that'll be interesting to see. Also, in France, I want to see PSG and Mauricio Pochettino. Pochettino is won a cup. You know, he's won a cup so far in his managerial career. That was within just 2 weeks after he signed for PSG. But I want to see how he's going to lead his team to a league title, which, you know, which is going to be very important. Also, PSG, they've got Sergio Ramos. I think Mbappe will remain at the club for one more season.
At least for this season. Yeah,
but that would be dangerous, because if he remains for one more season, that means he will leave for free next season. So it's a big question for PSG. Maybe they need to let him go and cash in on him this season, because Madrid wants him, according to reports we're getting. So PSG, how they are going to put themselves together, especially from a Mauricio Pochettino perspective. He's a very good manager. Unfortunately, he's not won as much titles as he should be winning. But you know, you might say he didn't have a lot of time to understand that team within the short period when he went to PSG. But he's got a full window now to train in pre-season, and he's got a full season ahead of him. So yes, in the Serie A, I'm not sure Inter Milan can retain the title. They've already lost Antonio Conte, so I'm not really expecting much from Inter Milan. I think the way the season was last season is going to remain the same this season. Juve have got a new manager. I'm trying to remember his name.
Max Allegri.
Allegri is back. Okay, so if Allegri is back, then Juve are surely winning it. So, you know, I'm not looking forward to much in this Serie A. In the Bundesliga, Bayern are champions again. It's really nothing much to look forward to in the Bundesliga, because
same of the same. Yeah, Bayern to win
Dortmund,
again.
Dortmund are less stronger than they, except they sign Isaac, I think. If they sell Haaland, I think they should sign Isaac. That's the only reasonable replacement. But they've sold Sancho. I'm not aware of how well they are doing on the transfer market. But I'm not expecting much in the Bundesliga this season. And in Spain, yes, I think that's where the dance really is going to be fun. It's a top three title race now again. And if Atletico Madrid retains their title, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be another fight at the very end. Remember, they won that title at the last day of the season, because Real Madrid pushed them to the final day. So it's going to be interesting to see how Atletico maybe retains their title. Remember, they've got Luis Suarez. He's a 15-plus goal scorer every season, and Barcelona basically handed the title to Atletico Madrid for selling them Luis Suarez. So I want to see Luis Suarez, you know, become hungrier. I want to see him go again and try to push Atletico Madrid, give the big boys the competition, and maybe the little curious case of Eden Hazard finally maybe coming to the party this season, because you just want him to perform. He was good at the Euros, even though Belgium didn't go as far as we wanted them to go. But yes, it would be nice to see Eden Hazard as well perform. At the end of the day, he actually left off injured at the Euros, because he didn't play the last game, and another injury issue. So there's a whole lot to look forward to this season. There are leagues where I don't expect much to happen, and there are leagues where I expect a lot to happen.
All right, interesting thoughts from Chidebere Anugolu going into the general overview for the new season that kicks off in less than 12 days' time. Like I said, in the Premier League, let's try to get a date for all of the leagues and major competitions. UEFA Champions League resumes in September, just a month after the regular football season resumes. But let's start off the conversation in terms of targets, guys. Remember, we're looking at realistic targets going into the new season for the major clubs in Europe, for your clubs, basically. And that's what we are looking at. Let's start off with the champions of England, and that's Manchester City. Say! Manchester City, these days, they do have... Sergio Aguero is gone. They do have Gabriel Jesus. They do have Riyad Mahrez. They do have quite a sensational group of players. And, of course, the manager, Pep Guardiola, at the helm of affairs. They are champions of the Premier League. Still reigning champions of the Premier League after they won the title last season. 86 points it took Manchester City, the citizens they are called, to retain their title. Also got to the finals of the Champions League, UEFA Champions League, where they lost by a goal to nil to Chelsea Football Club. Also got to the finals of the Carabao Cup, where they won it, and got to the semi-finals of the FA Cup, where they also lost to Chelsea Football Club in the semi-finals at the Wembley Stadium. So two titles for Pep Guardiola at Manchester City last season, one semi-final finish in another major competition, the FA Cup, and a final loss in the biggest football competition for clubs in Europe, that's the Champions League. And you do regard that as a very, very, very successful season for Manchester City. But going into the new season, they will be defending champions. And obviously, the task is to win the UEFA Champions League. And my first question to you, Chidobere, is will another league title for Pep Guardiola for Manchester City and not a Champions League finish or winner's medal now represent another successful season? If he brings home... That's Pep Guardiola. If he brings home another league title and probably the FA Cup, and maybe another semi-final finish in the Champions League and the Carabao Cup, would you regard that as a successful season for Manchester City going into the new, next season more like?
Well, there's no way that will be success. I'm sure the City owners are tired of winning the league. They want to win that Champions League. If Chelsea could do it, who says City can't? And... It's hard to. City had a chance this last season. They played in that final. They could have won it, but Tuchel was smarter than Tuchel. Maybe not smarter. He had luck on the day, and his tactics, worked better for him. So, City winning all the other cups aside the Champions League title. They're not going to rate it. Pep this season should go for the title, and many will say that's why he needs a Harry Kane. Maybe that's why he's decided to splash. The club has decided to splash £100 million on Jack Grealish, but he needs a striker. Remember, he's lost Aguero.
Yeah,
so
to Barcelona.
Even when you talk about him, winning something, you have to look at the apparatus he's got to win it. What quality does he have? Clearly, he needs a striker. Gabriel Jesus can't carry City for the season. So if he gets a Kun Aguero, yes, maybe he's got a better chance. Maybe he's just improved his chance. If he gets a Harry Kane, maybe he's just improved his chance. But him winning the Premier League or the other cups aside the Champions League, I think it's going to be failure for Manchester City. Remember, every season, every club has got a target. If you're elite, they tell you, we're not saying go and win the Premier League title, but yeah, if that happens, but these are your primary targets. And maybe the others are secondary targets. If you can do a Leicester City and win the Premier League title, why not? You've got maybe 1 over 10 chance of winning it. But primary target for teams like Leeds will be finish, if you can try and finish in Europa League places. Primary target for teams like Tottenham, it will be try and finish in the Champions League places. The likes of Chelsea, the target will be try and win the Premier League, The likes of... some of the new teams coming back, Norwich City or maybe even Brentford, remain in the Premier League keep your Premier League status at it till the end of the season or till next season. That will be it. Remain in the Premier League. So different clubs have their different targets ahead of the season. I'm sure for City, the number one on that paper when Guardiola Champions picks League. It up will be Champions League, and he's probably been number one in the last two seasons. The number one thing there will be Champions League, and I'm sure so if you end up the season and you don't win your number one and you don't get your number one target, I think you failed. Everyone knows it. It's an open secret. City are desperate. The same thing with PSG is the oil money. The guys with the oil money out in the UAE, they want to win the Champions League. And in the last two seasons, they found themselves in the final. PSG in the last final against Bayern. And now, last season we had Manchester City in the final against Chelsea. So, yes, like I said, I'm going to reiterate it. If Manchester City don't win the Champions League, I think it's going to be a failure on the part of Pep Guardiola, because the number one thing on his target will be to win the Champions League title. And if you fail to do that, then I think you failed. If you fail to hit your target for the season, City surely are going to spend. They've shown us that they're going to spend. So they're going to do their part. It's left for Guardiola to show everyone that, maybe just dust off the pressure on him, because he's not won a major European title since leaving Barcelona. You know, he's won domestic titles at Bayern. Yes, he's won. Any manager can actually do that with a top team. Any manager can do that with the top team. So he needs to do something. He needs to show what makes him special. You know, I know he keeps saying Messi helped him a lot during his time at Barcelona, but yes, he is one of the best managers in the world, and he needs to show it. He needs to just break that yoke and win the Champions League title, with another team who is not Barcelona.
So clearly for you, the target will be winning the Champions League. So he brings home the Champions League and finishes whichever position in the league. We know he's not going to go beyond the Champions League places for club the size and stature of Manchester City. No FA Cups, just the Champions League title, and that represents success for Manchester City.
That's the only title he's not won. He's not won since he left Barcelona. In fact, that's the only title he's not won since he joined Manchester City. He's won every title. He's won the Carabao Cup. He's won the FA Cup. He's won everything. He just needs to win the Champions League. And I think when he wins it, he'll take a walk.
All right. Pep Guardiola. That's quite hard to see. I mean, Pep leaving Manchester City at this point in time. Even for me, this is me personally, even with the Champions League in the bag. But let's look at several factors, like I said, to consider. The season they had last time out, clearly they do need an improvement, even though it was, you know, the sort of season so many other top clubs across Europe will really, really take and deem a success over a period of 2 or 3 years. The signings they've made so far and departures, Manchester City have not really brought in anybody. Like Chidobere told you, and breaking news yesterday, it's looking more likely that in the coming week, or this week more like, they will confirm that deal or agreement with Aston Villa for Jack Grealish to move over to the Etihad Stadium. And the players they have, they've let Sergio Aguero, club's record scorer, leave for Barcelona. Eric Garcia has also left the football club. So many other names. Jack Harrison from Leeds has also left. Was a Manchester City player, went to Leeds. He's also left the club, undisclosed fee, and a couple of fringe players as well. And we hear there are also interest in some of the Manchester City players, big players such as Gabriel Jesus, Riyad Mahrez, and Bernardo Silva, and Raheem Sterling. All of these big boys will be sold or allowed to leave the club to finance a deal for the England striker and captain Harry Kane. So all of these factors into consideration, Chidobere thinks Manchester City's realistic and most important target should be winning the Champions League. Anything other than that, and that will represent failure for Pep Guardiola yet again. Chidobere, if he fails to achieve that, would you consider, if you're the Manchester City owners, I know it's difficult to say, but would you consider letting him go?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no. He's been there for 4 years now.
This will be his fifth season.
Look, it's like sending your kid to school and then you're giving your kid everything and then your kid is not in the top three. You know, at the end of the yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
should we consider the other factors? I mean, we've got a Chelsea that are spending or will spend. We've got Manchester United that are spending as well. I mean, does he really have the squad?
No team has spent more money in the Premier League in the last 5 years than Manchester City. If you do the calculation, their spending is going over 1 billion.
Just as much as United have.
You know? Yes, United have spent money, but they've not spent... No team in the Premier League has spent more than Manchester City, you know? Remember when Pep Guardiola came, he did an overhaul of that defence. You know, this is a totally new defence. He bought Stones for £50 million, remember, from Everton.
Yeah.
He got Kyle Walker from Tottenham Hotspur. He got Mendy from the French league.
Lyon.
I think from Mendy.
Lyon,
Benjamin Mendy.
Lyon, Marseille, one of those French.
Yeah, he got him from Mbappe's former team, I think, which is not Marseille. Monaco, yes. I think that was where Mendy came from. So he got lots of players. He got a goalkeeper. He got two goalkeepers, remember. He got the Bravo from Barcelona, and then he got Edison Moraes from the Portuguese league. You know, midfield, he got the likes of Rodri. He got Riyad Mahrez. That was when Gabriel Jesus also joined, yeah. Remember. So it's a new team. That's a team worth hundreds of millions of pounds.
If you let Aguero go like they have, does that tell you that team is still good enough to go ahead and be, you know, dominant in Europe and be called European champions? We know how difficult it is to win the Champions League.
Pep tweaked a thing or two about how he played last season. Yeah, that cost him in some games. That helped him win some games. Remember, he played with a false nine from the latter stages of the Champions League. He played Kevin De Bruyne as a false nine. You know, De Bruyne was doing all the work, coming back and also attacking up front. But that was a new style. That was something refreshing. You know, Pep, you know, something from his book of tricks. But look, you know, this is a team that is worth a lot of money. You know, look at, like I said again, no team in the Premier League has spent more money in the last 5 years than Manchester City. So yes, if Pep don't win the Champions League this season, I think City should let him go. You can't keep allowing him every season. You'll be shocked, right? So a Jose Mourinho could come to Manchester City and win the Champions League title in his first season, or even an Antonio Conte. You know, these are managers who can come. Mourinho is a short-term success manager. You know, he's not a manager who wants to build the team with you. He's a manager who wants to come.
Are you saying Pep is that? I mean,
no. Pep is a long-term manager. Pep is a man who would come and help you build a team. Mourinho just comes. He's a short-term success manager. Remember what he did with Manchester United. He came, I think he spent about two seasons, and he won the Europa League the first season, I think, and he won another title the next season. I think a cup title.
Yeah, the Carabao Cup.
So you know, we have different kind of managers. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not a short-term manager, he's a long-term manager. It's a manager you keep there to build a team. Pep Guardiola is a long-term manager. You don't expect Pep Guardiola to come to a team and make an instant impact. Antonio Conte is a short-term manager. He comes there, he stretches every player, he tries to get the best out of them, and he wins you something, you know. Conte needed only to spend two seasons at Inter Milan. His first season he was close, second season he won it, and now he's left. So, you know, maybe what City needs is a short-term manager, maybe not really a long-term manager. They need a short-term manager who will come there, get the job done. You want the Champions League title, I will get the Champions League title, get the job done, because they've got the quality. Maybe a different approach might help Manchester City. You know, you really never can tell. And Pep, even though, while I say that, Pep is looking increasingly dangerous. Now, we all know that Pep can play different styles. He's either playing a false nine, which is very dangerous and very sleek, or he's playing a number nine. And, you know, even with the number nine, he's got support. It's number nine. Got supporters in Sterling and Riyad Mahrez, or even Bernardo Silva and the rest. So yes, you know, but I think if he doesn't get the job done this season, his fifth season, I don't see any reason why Manchester City
more news and information coming up.
Get Pep Guardiola with the team.
All right, welcome back to the show, Football Frenzy on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang, Samuel Victor Akman, alongside Chidebere Anagolu, the ASMO of sports, here taking you through the first part of Football Frenzy. And before the break, we were talking about realistic targets for the teams going into the new football season, and Chidebere has told you, gave us extensive analysis as to Manchester City and their targets, or what their target should be for next season. And he says it should be anything but the UEFA Champions League, anything other than, more like, the UEFA Champions League will be a not-so-successful season for Pep Guardiola going into the new campaign. What do you think about that? I'll get to hear from you only after we get to talk about the champions of Europe, and that's Chelsea Football Club. They won the Champions League, and they'll be looking to defend that title next season. But what will be the realistic target for Chelsea Football Club going into the new season? We know they finished fourth just on the final day of the season when they qualified for the Champions League, which they did go on to win. If they had not qualified, they still would have won it or been there after winning the competition. Finished fourth with 67 points from 38 games. Got to the finals of the FA Cup where they lost to Arsenal Football Club. Got to the Carabao Cup knockout stages as well, where they were also beating and won the Champions League by defeating Manchester City. So one title for Chelsea, one final as well in the FA Cup, but What will be the target for Chelsea and Thomas Tuchel going into the new season? It feels like a case of deja vu, Chidebere. They'd been here before under Roberto Di Matteo, where they won the Champions League unexpectedly. And then it was a case of hand the manager a contract extension, make him the permanent manager. It happened. And then we know how that story ended for Chelsea. Thomas Tuchel is in that same situation. He's been offered another deal. Now I'm going to be at the club for 2 years extra. After what he'd done in 6 months, Chidebere, what should be the target now for Thomas Tuchel and Chelsea?
Well, it's got to be win the league, win the Premier League title. When was the last time Chelsea won the Premier League title?
Feels like donkey years.
Well, it's not been so long.
Since Antonio Conte.
City won it last season. Before City won it last season, Liverpool won it, then City won it. I think it's been like 4 years since Chelsea
won. Without the Premier League title.
With Antonio Conte. So yes, you know, I think the next step will now be to do well in the Champions League because of the money. I mean, it's not easy dominating the Champions League or winning back-to-back because now there are lots of clubs who are almost on the same level with Chelsea. When Bayern were winning it back to, was it Bayern who won it back to, it was Real Madrid who were winning it back to back. I mean, they were in nobody's level really. They had Ronaldo, they had Bale, they had, you know, players who were really doing very well on their game. So but you know, for Chelsea heading into the season, they need to compete for titles. You know, Abramovich would want that bragging right once again. It's been long he tasted success, and for the Chelsea fans too, it's been long they tasted success winning the league title, and that helps a lot of bragging right. So yes, they're looking domestically. Look, you know, whether we like it or not, this team set target. They will tell you, number one thing this season, we want to win. We've won the Champions League last season, now we want to win the Premier League again, you know. And Chelsea have got the squad. Remember, I mean, I could go on and start mentioning the players Chelsea, even the outfield players Chelsea have. We've not mentioned Callum Hudson-Odoi. There's Ziyech, there's Pulisic, they've got strikers in Tammy Abraham, whether he stays or he leaves. He's still the Chelsea player. Timo Werner, Kai Havertz, Mason Mount, Kovacic, lots of players in there. So
and some of the loanees are back at the football club.
Yeah, so in terms of quality, Chelsea have the quality. It's just about how the manager will commandeer them to win the Premier League title. So I think Premier League would be the target this season, and maybe number one Premier League, number two Champions League. And you know, I think they can win it. They can win it if City can focus more on the Champions League and Chelsea focus more on the Premier League. Then maybe they can swap places for titles.
They have six competitions to play this season, like I said, starting off with the UEFA Super Cup. They've also got to participate in the World Club competition. Two games they have to play in that one. Then the league, like you said, they have to win it. That should be the primary target. Champions League, nobody really expects them to win it again. So of six titles they need to win, though they've got to win this season, the Premier League is good enough for you. If he comes home with the Premier League title alone, will that be... Well, thank you very much. We'll give you another season to, you know, continue the job at Chelsea. Or do you think they have to add at least two more? I'm looking at the Super Cup. I mean, it's Villarreal, not Sevilla, I beg your pardon, Villarreal. And they've got the World Club competition. That should be, you know, three titles at the very least for Thomas Tuchel to win.
Yeah, he's got options. Club World Cup, even though many really don't count it. But yeah, it's
they've never won it before. That should be a target.
They won in 2012. They didn't win the Club World Cup.
No, they
didn't.
They were beaten by the Brazilian team.
Interesting.
Rafael Benitez.
But yes, look, you know, Chelsea have got a lot of titles. Like you said, six titles to go for. I think they'll win a title at least.
Maybe, one of six?
Yeah, they win one of six at least. I mean,
that would be a failure.
No, look, they've got Champions League. I don't think they'll win Champions League again. They've got the Club World Cup. I think they'll win it. Now, domestic competition, the Super Cup, yeah, which is they're playing against
Villarreal.
Oh, they've got. They'll beat Villarreal. So let's say they can win two out of those six, at least two, and those two might be Super Cup and the Club World Cup.
No Premier League, because no Champions League, no FA Cup.
You've got to put in Liverpool there. Liverpool have got a team as well, and Klopp is also as good as Tuchel, if not better, you know. He had a terrible season with Virgil van Dijk injured, you know. I'm saying I think they've got at least, I said at least two titles. That means they've got two titles already in the warming up.
Pick two of the six. And I really, because we talk about significance of the title, major titles. If it be the Super Cup and the World Club competition, and probably they finish third or fourth in the league, get knocked out of the Champions League in the knockout stages, FA Cup, Carabao Cup, semi-final qualifier, that should be a failure for Thomas Tuchel.
Well, if they win the FIFA Club World Cup and win the Super Cup, that's two cups for Chelsea.
Two out of six. I know they have to win it because it's add-ons. Add-on because you are champions. Yeah, obviously. you have to win it. But
as a Chelsea,
as a Chelsea fan,
you don't rate it.
I'm speaking as a journalist now.
But I mean, I understand people don't maybe rate the clock, the Super Cup, or the. I mean, they want you to win either the Carabao Cup or the league title. I think Chelsea obviously are contenders for the league title. I think they can go all the way. In fact, I think this season is going to be. Remember, Tuchel did not start the season with Chelsea. Now he's starting the season with Chelsea.
So more pressure.
More pressure on him. He's a man who he's got experience in winning the league title. He's won it with PSG, even though it might not be as competitive as the Champions, as the Premier League or some of the other leagues. But yes, you know, it's going to be fascinating, really, the race for the title. And out of six titles Chelsea are in for this season, I think they've got two already in the bag.
All right, two titles for Chelsea already in the bag, the words of Chidebere Anugolu. But what say you? Let's get to hear from you now. 0700-993-993-993. We've spoken about Manchester City. We've also spoken about Chelsea Football Club. What should be the target? Chidebere says for Manchester City, should be winning the Champions League. If it's not the Champions League, then Pep Guardiola should probably be asked to leave. And for Thomas Tuchel, he has to win two not-so-important titles. And then the placements in the league, the Champions League and others will be very, very important. So let's hear from you. And of course, 01465-71905 for our female callers, 01465-71905 and 08095975805. We're talking about targets for all the major teams in Europe. And this is, we just finished talking about Chelsea and their own target as well. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in so we can have a good conversation. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Don Dukwe from Saboyaba.
Welcome, Don.
I greet everybody in the studio.
We greet you.
Welcome.
Too.
Thank you very much. It is an insult to Chelsea will win a Carabao Cup only and World Cup competition, and that's all for them, and they are not entitled to until when Eze Moore was convinced that Chelsea can go all along to compete for the league title. In fact, let me tell you, the negligence of Chelsea have started this afternoon again. Until when you see them going very far, then you will start to tuttle when you will be talking. Anyway, that is by the way. What Chelsea we should be fighting for this very thing is to win the league title, because this is 4 years now they have won it, and they are still champions. Champions League champion. They will still contend for the champion as I'm seeing it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Don, for calling in. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Adrian from Ikoto.
Welcome, Adrian.
Okay, hi, Sam Ola and Chidebere.
Hi to you too.
Okay, yeah, so obviously everyone knows Chelsea needs to win the league. Obviously, that's the target. City, I was listening to you earlier, and I saw you talked about Guardiola being termed a failure if it doesn't win the Champions League with City and the amount of money being spent. Sincerely speaking, yes, City should target the Champions League. But we all know that the Premier League is the most competitive league in the world. And basically, it's where all the eyes are. And I think the quality of the EPL over the last, 10 years, has shown us that, you know, time without number, you know, English teams actually play the Champions League finals and semi-finals more than probably only Spain would match up. So I think even a Premier League victory for Guardiola is still a massive success. I mean, how many Champions League titles does Alex Ferguson has? You understand?
Okay.
So I think we should not just classify it like that. And let me tell you the fact. Good coaches are hard to find. If you're asking, go ask Tottenham. See what they've gone through to get a good coach. Even PSG is making do with a guy who Tottenham termed a failure. So Guardiola is to me.
If Pep brings home another Premier League title, he's been successful.
He is successful. Anybody who wins the league in his country is successful.
All right.
All those guys in Dynamo Kiev, all those guys in Belarus, they are successful coaches. It is not undermine the success called the EPL Championship.
Okay, Adrian, let me ask you another question. Which club side do you support?
I support Chelsea.
All right, Chelsea. All right, so what will be the target for
the EPL?
So EPL, and that's all. If he brings only the EPL, Thomas Tuchel has been another success.
The EPL, and to be competitive in the Champions League, competitive means what? A semi-final, a very hard-fought quarter-final loss. Yeah, it's okay, but that will depend on so many factors.
All right, that's why I'm saying put all the factors into consideration. The players they have, the manager they have, the signings
the
and all.
With the players they have now, yes, that is a good performance.
All right.
But if you are going to spend $150 million on that guy... come on, man.
Then you have to add the Champions League to it, right?
You will win. You will win Super Cup. You will win League Cup.
You do a clean sweep.
You will win. You will even come and play Cash Champions League. Because, see, that guy...
He's worth his weight in gold, right?
I swear, that guy, to me right now, I'm afraid. You know, I'm afraid what that guy can be in world football. We are talking about Ronaldo and Messi. Those guys were nowhere near this guy when this guy was, what this guy is doing right now.
All right.
It's scary, you know. So,
okay.
All the best, Sha. All the best.
All right. Thank you, Adrian, for calling in. On to the next one. Good afternoon to you. Hello? Anybody home? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
Bamidoski from Surulere.
Welcome, Bamidoski.
And for me, if Chelsea can win the Premier League, Club World Cup and Super Cup, then that would be a success. But if they don't win the Premier League, just counting only the Super Cup and the Club World Cup, that would not really be a success
for you.
Yeah. So their target this season is the Premier League.
So of six competitions, how many do you think they should win at the very least?
Three
of six?
Yes.
And there should be a major in one of those three, right?
Yes.
All right, Bamidoski, thank you very much for calling in. On to the next one. Ladies, remember 01465-7190 in case getting through to the regular number 0700-993-993-993 is proving difficult. Just dial 01465-7190. That line is exclusive for our female callers. Good afternoon to you. All right, sorry about that one. Do well to call back. Good afternoon. Okay, the gremlins are here. Let's try this one. Good afternoon to you. Hello? All right. Anybody home? Good afternoon.
Yeah, somebody did there.
Hey, Mr. Frank.
Guys, I'm Nigeria Limited.
Welcome to the broadcast, Mr. Frank.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Is there more?
Okay, welcome.
How far now?
I'm great.
Hello. Guys, I'm...
Sir?
I'm talking about the clubs and the club
ideas. Yeah, the targets for the teams going into the new season.
You see, the next Champions League trophy is coming back home.
Where is home? Chelsea?
Chelsea is the home.
Okay.
That's number one.
All right.
The next Premier League Cup is coming back home.
Okay, that's two major.
Carling Cup is coming back home.
Okay, three.
I'm okay with that.
All right, you don't concern yourself with the Super Cup and the Club World Cup.
Super Cup can come. I don't say my major three.
Is those three for you?
Those three.
All right.
Champions League, Premier League, and Carling Cup. You see these three? That is sure banker.
Sure banker for you. With this squad they have, now, you think they can deliver those three?
Already, it has been delivered already. We are waiting for the date.
Okay, we're just waiting to make it official.
Yes.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much. All right, thank you. Yeah.
I got something like that.
Sir?
Bye-bye.
All right, take care there, Mr. Frank. Thank you very much for calling in. On to the next one. We'll take three more, and then we'll take your thoughts on WhatsApp. And then we'll talk Liverpool. Good afternoon to you. All right. Clearly, there seems to be something wrong with the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Osita.
Welcome, Osita.
Yes, I'm calling from Abuja, Amuwa.
All right. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, I had your analysis on City and Pep. First of all, you must have to understand Pep has nothing to prove to anybody to show that he's a very, very successful coach, if not the best coach of his generation. right? He has won the Champions League. He has nothing to prove to anybody. Whichever club he has won it with. Some coaches has not even won nothing.
But you know, right? Sometimes, Osita,
he's a man who has won about 40-something trophies under how many years of his managerial career? Yes, City wants to win the Champions League, no doubt. But I don't think that is the major thing they brought Pep for. He's part of it. But Pep, the stability that which he has given City, I don't think, you said he might get sacked. And where do you get the coach to replace a coach like Pep, actually?
There's so many managers involved football. There are managers better than Pep.
Did you listen to my breakdown?
Give me the breakdown. Give me that right now, if you sack Pep, I bet you, if Pep, a lot of man, even Chelsea, no, every.
All right, this is not about Pep. This is not about Pep. We're talking about targets for the club.
Even for the club, they got to the finals for the first time in their career.
So for you, Osita, wait, Osita, calm down. It's not an argument. For you, what should be the target for Manchester City?
The target is to be at the top level, win the league or Champions
League. What represents top level?
They have to, at the top level, how can you compare 30-something matches to about 17 matches? The league is still the league.
The most important trophy in club football is the Champions League.
Is the club football, is it everything that plays club football? I mean that plays Champions League. This Champions League is
the elite. That's why there's a qualification process. You get there to play.
Champions League is good to get to the semi-finals or finals because of the money involved. Where you balance your book with that, fantastic. But you cannot remove the importance of your local league. That's about 30 something. And right now, the Premiership is about the most difficult league. The way you analyze it, it looks like the...
It's a personal opinion from Chidebere. That's why we're asking the questions.
The way he analyzed it, it seems like the Premiership is just any cup you just go and pick there.
Well, there's reason to prove that. Average managers have won the Premier League in their first season. I mean, so anybody can win the Premier League.
So here's the thing. So I need to get your point. So are you saying that no one is diminishing the importance of a league title? But are you saying that a league title and a Champions League title? Are you saying that the league is more important than the Champions League title?
The league is still very, very, very much important than the Champions League.
We'll get your opinion. Thank
you very much.
I think that's his foundation. So if his foundation is that the league is more important than the Champions League, then there's no need. Any other arguments you are building on top of it
doesn't really count.
You can't win him because his foundation argument is the league.
That.
Yeah. So if you are building on it, you know, and there's no way. And if you listen to my analysis, I said, if Pep fails to win, if heading into this new season, and which everyone knows that the Champions League title will be Pep's priority, on his paper, they will say number one,
win the Champions League.
It's not win the Premier League, it's win the Champions League.
No one is diminishing.
I'm not diminishing the importance of the Premier League, of a league title or the Premier League title. No. I mean, that's important. There are teams who will die to win it. Ranieri, who is an average manager,
won the league with title. Leicester City.
Yeah, maybe not
with the biggest of teams, but won the title Leicester with City.
Yeah. Oh, they only had momentum and they went all the way and they beat everybody and they won it. So, you know, anyone can actually win the league title. I mean, it's not easy, not trying to diminish the league title, but the Champions League title is the biggest title in world club football.
You can't take that away.
You know, and that's why it's the elite level. That's why it's the top level, you know. And if Pep doesn't win it, if the number one thing on Pep's priority list is win the Champions League and he goes into this season and doesn't win it, trust me, he's failed. That means he's failed to achieve his number one target for the season.
Yeah.
He might achieve, that's his primary target is win the Champions League title. His secondary target is win any other cup title, including the Premier League title.
And others.
But the number one primary this thing for him is to win the Premier League, the Champions League title. And if he fails to win it, that means he's failed. And that's exactly my point, you know. And look, you know, with the money City have spent, and I keep saying it, they should be winning the Champions League title because in the last 5 years, even in world football, in the last 5 years, no team has spent more money than Manchester City. Look at, go to Spain, go to La Liga, go to the Bundesliga, go to all the clubs who are winning the title. No one has spent more money than the Manchester City.
And these clubs have won the league. I mean, you talk of Bayern Munich, they haven't spent half of what Manchester City have spent. They won the league, I mean, Champions League twice in the space of how many years. City haven't won it. Chelsea have won it. I mean, the team nobody expected to do it.
So if Pep doesn't win the Champions League, and I'll keep saying it, he's failed. If he doesn't win it this season, I think he's failed. If that's number one priority on his priority list and he doesn't win it, then he's failed. Winning any other title, that's not what the owners want. That's not what they want. You know, they want you to get your primary assignment done, and which is the Champions League.
All right, now you got that point very, very close, Itan, for those that may not have understood it as well. Two more calls. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Damien. I'm calling from Ibadan.
Welcome, Damien.
Yeah, Demi.
Oh, Demi. Demi, all right. Yes. Go ahead.
From Ibadan. Yeah, I actually agree to the extent that for Guardiola, winning the Champions League is the most important objective for him this season. I agree to that extent. However, I want to disagree a little bit with the opinion that, okay, average managers, bank average managers have won the league. Yeah, well, that might be true. It also follows that if we look at the fact that a manager like Roberto Di Matteo won the Champions League, it also means that the Champions League can also be won by a mediocre manager. So, in that wise, I'm not saying that one is more important than the other. It depends on the priority of the club in question now. And like I have said earlier, if you look at what's on the play for Guardiola now, winning the Champions League has got to be the most important thing for him. But I don't think it's quite reasonable to be placing them side by side and saying that one is more important than the other, except of course if you're looking at it from the context of a particular club or a manager. Thank you very much.
All right. So before you go very quickly, Demi, if he brings home, having won it, if he defends his Premier League title and maybe finishes in the quarterfinal or semifinals of a champion, or probably gets beaten in the final again, that's Pep Guardiola. Would you, if you were the Man City owners, would you say, well done, Pep?
I don't think it would be satisfactory to Man City. That's why I'm saying that it has to be in the complex context of individual managers and clubs. So I don't know whether you get my point.
Yeah, hence the question, what should be the target? If he doesn't get that target, we'll classify him as a failure.
If he doesn't get the target, then he has failed.
All right, and that's the Champions League, right?
Yes, and that's the Champions League.
Okay.
And that's for his own personal...
Yeah,
what's his name? But for others...
No.
For those who have not even qualified for the Champions League in the first place, that should even be an issue.
All right.
So, but it's okay. I'm still waiting for you guys to talk about my club. You guys haven't talked
about club is that? What club is that?
Arsenal.
All right. We'll go to Arsenal next and then we'll talk
Liverpool. What's that now? We're talking about the champions.
I'm quite annoyed that we haven't gotten a female caller so far. Remember, it's 01465-7190. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Angel Michael.
Angel Michael.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, it's Angel Gabriel.
Yeah. All I have to say is that if City is depending on the Guardiola, which is not now for Champions League, they can't carry Champions League for now. But it will be the time they will not expect that Champions League. That they will carry it. For now, I don't think they will. Guardiola will carry Champions League for Man City.
Okay.
And again, I see Chelsea carrying. I see Chelsea carrying Premiership this season.
All right.
But I don't know for the Champions League.
And okay.
Again, Chelsea is going to do. They are going to perform well this season, as I'm seeing them. That man, Tuchel, is a very hardworking man.
Okay.
You know, he beat Guardiola three times.
Yeah, he did.
And if you beat Guardiola three times, which means you are yet to beat Guardiola again, honestly, go and mark it. You will see what Chelsea will perform this season.
All right, I've marked it. Thank you very much for calling.